Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Night three here in Frisco with the Rough Riders. I'm joined by Mr. Tim Bogar, special assistant to player development for the Diamondbacks and former Soddy manager. Kind enough to give us some time here in Frisco. Tim, it's a homecoming series for you. You live like half an hour away from here. Great time for you to catch up with the Soddies, huh?
It really is. It's great that they come here, but like once a year? Come on. We got to do this two or three times. But great ballpark, great place to come and see them, and just happy to get out and watch some more baseball.
You're here at a good time. The magic number's down to five as the team has, I guess it's 10 games remaining in the regular season. So in the driver's seat right now, but what's your take on the current vibe of the team playing as good a ball as they have all season, in my opinion?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. This is a good group of kids that play together. They like each other. You can tell the clubhouse chemistry is really good. You know, we can talk about the talent on the field all we want. It's pretty good out there, but they've come together real well. You can see how all the second half they've played well together. You know, they're communicating really good with each other, and they can feel it and they want it. So it's fun to see. But you know, a lot of talent out there. So we can talk about any position you want, but it's pretty good to watch.
No doubt. Last time we saw you was in San Antonio, and I asked you then, what is the specific goal that you have when you make an affiliate visit like this? And your answer was really to support the staff. So how would you say the staff is doing in the dog days of summer? I mean, it's September. They've been at this since February, March, and spring training. How would you just say they're doing?
I think they're doing outstanding. Obviously, you know, Coley's done a good job with the managing, and Gabby with the pitching side. Those two have come together pretty well and putting together pretty good game plans for the most part for the most of the year. And, you know, you talk about the position guys, Ronald. You know, you look at the infielders and how well they've progressed. You know, Luis, you know, too bad he's hurt now. He's really come a long way, and you got to give Ron a lot of credit for that. And Taurine, great player, but now he's making those little things even better, which is a lot of fun to see. You know, and Jaime's done a really good job with the young kid. You know, Barrega's a young kid, and he's up here doing a really good job with some veteran kind of pitchers and younger pitchers as too. So, good. I've really enjoyed being around this staff. They're a lot of fun, and they have a great attitude.
One thing that Colina does that I haven't seen other managers in pro ball do is he rotates the base coaching assignments. Usually it's Ronald at third, usually it's Jaime at first, but sometimes they'll swap. Sometimes Colina himself will do it. You managed, you were a third base coach at the major league level. What do you think that does for them to be able to go out there and have a different look?
Well, as much as we watch these players and say this is player development, it's also development for our coaching staffs. You know, like Coley's the manager, but he's also coaching third base every once in a while. So, you know, someday he might be a third base coach in the big leagues. That's what you do for Ronald over there, and you do it for Jaime as well. I mean, experience is the best teacher, you know, and you don't expect everybody to do everything perfectly, and you talk through situations, good and bad, and you know, if you don't allow these guys to get those opportunities, it just takes them a little bit longer to blossom. And we got some good coaches here, so we want them all to do it.
No doubt. You mentioned Taurine earlier. And, you know, he's always been great defensively at shortstop. We've known that. But you've mentioned his little things improvement. And in his last 25 games, here's a stat for you. He's got more extra base hits than he does strikeouts. So what do you think he's done the last month plus on the offensive side to really blossom?
Well, I think he's maturing as a hitter in the fact of a game plan and an approach. Like, he's always had a really good swing. I think early on, you know, he was trying to do damage. When you try to do damage, then you get out of your mechanics, you get out of your approach, and you swing at pitches that you can't do anything with, and you get behind the eight ball a little bit. I think this time of the year and this part of the season, he's gotten to the point where he understands who he is, what he's trying to accomplish. He's taken what they're giving him, and hey, you got to give him all the credit in the world. He's figured out how to get the barrel to the ball. Like last night, he hit two doubles and had another, you know, another hit. So he's figured it out.
No doubt. Avery Owusu-Acedo today was named the Texas League August Player of the Month. Didn't start in the Texas League until August 11th. Mm-hmm. Pretty insane. What has AOA mania been like for your eyes?
Well, it's been awesome to see him perform here.
Yeah.
Because we all know that he can play. Yeah. Everybody sees the power, sees his body, sees who he is, you know. And he had a little rough go of it in Hillsboro, but, like, it's a tougher ballpark to hit in. There's not a lot of confidence building there. I think he got here to kind of freed him up a little bit to be more of who he is, to swing the bat with more aggression. And I will say this, since he's been here, he's really made the adjustments controlling the strike zone. He's not chasing as much. And when he gets the pitches that he's supposed to get and he swings at them, as you've seen, they go a long way.
Yes, they do. David Hageman is here as well, still very fresh to this AA level. And there's been mostly ups, a few different moments of struggle, as you would expect for a young pitcher debuting at this level. But overall, what has his body of work been like for you?
Well, I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he got to be here and witness what it's like to pitch in AA for, what, he's had four starts now, I think. He's probably going to get two more before the playoffs maybe, but... You know, for me, a kid like him has to see that, you know, you're facing a AA lineup that has guys that know how to hit, not just good swings. And you can't get away with chases all the time. And you got to be good in the zone, and you got to set pitches up. And so far, I think he's done a really, really good job of that. Like, we were looking at it today. Heck, he's the best pitcher at home, and it's tough to pitch in that ballpark. So that says a lot about what he does and how he goes about it. So... there's a lot of upside with him, and I'm excited to see how he does tonight, and then I'm excited how it goes into the playoffs.
Me too. Last one for you. It's September. We mentioned the dog days of summer earlier. What's Tim Bogar's advice to a player or a coach to really finish strong? Because obviously this team is going to have to finish strong if they want to reach their goals of winning the Texas League.
Well, I think you fall back on your experience of what you've gone through during the season and know that you're in a good spot. These guys here have to understand that they're the best team on the field. You know, every night that I go out there, regardless of position, I'm the better player over the player that's on the other team. And trust what you've done up to this point. Try not to do more. You don't need to do more. You need to do what you're capable of. And that's why at the beginning of the interview I was telling you, like, this group plays so well together because they're willing to work with each other and do the little things and feed off of each other. And as long as they continue to do that, they should have a lot of success.
I concur. Mr. Tim Bogar, kind enough to join us on the A&B pregame show. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.